We were in Kambuzuma yesterday where we were launching the hashtag My Zimbabwe campaign. So whilst we were holding our car rally in the suburb, we were attacked by some ZANU-PF militias. They tried to block the road using stones and tires. But fortunately, we were a large group and there were just a few of them. So we managed to defend ourselves and went ahead with our car rally. Afterwards, people went back to the venue where we were supposed to hold the rally, the campaign. We did everything smoothly, and afterwards, when people were going back to their respective homes, that's when they were attacked by people who have been brought in as a backup from places like Mbare, Machipisa, and Kuwazana. So some of our members were badly injured, and we took them to the hospital.
Did you manage to report this incident to the police?
Unfortunately, we couldn't make a police report because some of our injured members had been detained by the police. The police had actually detained them, saying that they are the ones who were perpetrating violence, yet they were the victims. And we also got some unconfirmed reports or information that ZANU-PF had instructed actually the police to roam around the area and see to it that the ZANU-PF youths do what they needed to do without any hindrance. So there was heavy police presence, but they could not stop the attacks. So we felt it was not going to make any difference even if we were to open a police case.
Without reporting to the police, Ms. Nyandoro, how sure or certain are you that you were attacked by ZANU-PF people if there were no arrests made?
We are very sure and confident that these people were from ZANU-PF because whilst we were at the rally, our security team saw some combis that were coming in from Mbare, Kuwazana and Machipisa. They guarded at Harare Province ZANU-PF chairperson's house there in Joshua Nkabuko area. They had a short meeting and regrouped at the chairperson's house.